You would have heard a number of times on this programme over the last couple of years, really, about a young lad called Billy Caldwell from Castlederg Direction who had epilepsy to the extent that he was having regular seizures, and it was expected that one of them may end in him losing his life. And his mother went to America, spent a lot of time in America, and we spoke to her on the programme on the odd occasion, and just kept a track of Billy and his ailment. Now, he's made incredible progress. He's had 300 days without a seizure, and he has been on the particular form of medicine which is known as medicinal cannabis, and it is a controversial idea, but it seems to be gathering support, and it's certainly got support from one of the MLAs in the area, Daniel McCrossan from the SDLP. Daniel, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, Daniel. The story of Billy is a heartbreaking story. The story of the devotion from his mum and the rest of his family towards him is incredible, absolutely amazing. He has made amazing progress with the medicinal cannabis, and it was prescribed for him by a local doctor. Was there any problem with prescribing it? If a local doctor is able to do this, where was the risk? Where's the issue in terms of legalities?
This has been a part of a long journey that has been fought by Billy's mum, Charlotte. Charlotte has been inspirational in her continued campaign, or determination in that campaign, to ensure that she gets the necessary drug to treat Billy where necessary. And Charlotte has done that since Billy has been born, over 12 years now. He's now 12. And when I called to the house to see him, such a brave little boy for 12 has been through a tremendous amount, and whose mum is very, very close. Even in the time that I was there, they were inseparable. So you could tell very, very clearly how passionate and how strongly Charlotte feels about keeping Billy alive, which is what this campaign is called. It's called Keeping Billy Alive, and Charlotte has most certainly done that, and she's improved incredibly through that fight. The lifestyle, the standard of life and well-being of her son, Billy.
So she got the medicinal cannabis in America, and then the prescription was transferred to a local GP. Was there no issues with the law with regards to medicinal cannabis?
This was not an easy battle, by no means, and anyone out there listening should realise that it's no easy battle. The GP, Dr. O'Hare, has been very vocal in relation to this and has been very supportive of both Billy and Charlotte throughout a long number of years. And Dr. O'Hare very clearly realised in the end that common sense must prevail. In fact, that's what he put on the prescription to justify giving it to Billy. He was satisfied that the evidence was there to show that this necessary, vital treatment, this natural treatment, could absolutely improve Billy's life and could save Billy's life. And now we're seeing the very clear benefits of that. But Billy, in receipt of what's called Billy's Bud, medicinal cannabis, has absolutely stopped and prevented seizures. He's now 300 days in. That's a tremendous, tremendous success rate for Billy, given that he has suffered so much in the past.
How difficult would it be for someone else who feels medicinal cannabis would help them? For example, some MS sufferers certainly feel it. How difficult would it be for them to get it?
Well, this Billy's Bud, the type of medicine or treatment that Billy is on, is available now. In fact, on Saturday, Charlotte has arranged or organised an event at Bud Farm, Bud Cottage is called, which is Billy's home in Crewbridge. There's going to be a large number of stalls there and information services for people that feel that cannabis oil, medicinal cannabis oil, may help their situation. I am very aware over the last number of years of a large amount of people who have suffered from cancer and other diseases and conditions that have accessed cannabis oil for medicinal purposes, and it has absolutely alleviated much pain and put people at ease. That is absolutely vitally important given some of the huge battles our people are facing out there with their health. And if there is clear evidence, which I do believe there is now, that suggests that this treatment, medicinal cannabis oil, can improve and help those people, then what are we afraid of? It's high time we had this debate, it's high time we had this discussion, and it's high time it was recognised both at Stormont when it's reconvened and at Westminster.
But are we calling for the legalisation of medicinal cannabis, or are we calling simply for a budget to be available so as it's free on the NHS?
No, I'm calling for the legalisation of medicinal cannabis oil so it makes it easier for GPs to prescribe it on the NHS. People should be able to access this if and when they need it. I'm not in favour of legalising cannabis for recreational purposes. I'm absolutely against that. But I am in full favour when there are trade benefits to someone's health, well-being and general life. And I've seen that in Billy, and I've seen it in many others. Some people who sadly are no longer with us, but I know in some of the most difficult times that they faced in those battles with cancer and other things, that cannabis oil, medicinal cannabis oil, certainly eased that pain. There's many people out there that are coming on to this campaign now and are realising more and more that we should be legalising medicinal cannabis oil.
Could it be abused as a prescribed drug?
Well, they extract the ingredient. I'm not technical on this, but they extract the ingredient in it that makes someone high. I was talking about this last night, actually, and I can't remember what it's called now. So there's no danger of this getting anybody high or being used for that purpose. This is simply to provide that necessary treatment that targets the condition and helps alleviate the major ailment of that condition. And it's very clear from Billy and his mum and the campaign that they have led with what is now known as Billy's Bud, which is named after Billy, that there's clear benefits of using this medicinal cannabis. I certainly would hope that there isn't any way of abusing it, but I do believe that we'll have more benefits to people who absolutely need it than anything else.
If we ever do get the Stormont executive up and running again, would you be pushing at an open door with it, or would there be significant objection to the legislation being changed?
I think that there needs to be a greater awareness out there of the benefits of this for medicinal purposes. And I think that as people, we're all human. We don't like to see anyone suffer. And if there's a way of helping someone, whether it be through medicinal cannabis oil or other ways, then what is stopping us from doing that? No one wants to see someone suffer. And I've said it 1,000 times in the last few weeks, there's very clear benefits that can be seen now from someone taking medicinal cannabis oil. Billy, it's 300 days. And anyone in the Assembly that fears that, then there's much information out there now. There's considerable research going on this, and there's many, many answers to the questions that haven't been able to be answered for a long number of years. I do believe that there may be obstacles in trying to convince people that this is the right way to go, but it's certainly something that I fully support and something that I'll be working with. I support Charlotte and Billy both, and anyone out there that is taking medicinal cannabis oil to help treat their condition.
It is technically illegal to prescribe it, technically illegal to sell it, but it is being sold, isn't it? It's being sold. You can buy it. So are doctors in a position where they could begin to actually prescribe it and there would be no backlash, or would there be a significant backlash?
Well, doctors are best placed to prescribe treatment in the best interest of someone's condition or care needs. And no one should second guess that. Your GP or any doctor is best placed and qualified to do that. And anybody out there in wider society that isn't in that position shouldn't be able to second guess the opinion of doctors. And I'm sure even within the medical profession, there may be mixed views on it. But I've spoken to a number of doctors that I know personally, and they do also believe that this is the way to go. Not to mention the major amount of money that it would save the NHS. This treatment is much, much more cost effective than that, for instance, which Billy would have been receiving originally, which was into thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. This treatment is much, much more cheaper than that and much more cost effective, and would take a huge burden of the financial pressures of the NHS. So there's major, major debate to be had around this, but I am very certain from what I've seen and the people and friends and family and Billy that I have known to have taken this for medicinal purposes to help with their condition, disease or other ways, that it has very clear benefits. I'm all for that. Billy's life has improved. Billy's life will continue to improve. And Charlotte has been inspirational in that fight and that determination to see this happen for her son. We want to keep Billy alive. We want to keep many, many people well. And if medicinal cannabis oil is a way of doing that, then none of us should be afraid of that.
The conventional pharmaceutical industry, is that part of the problem with this?
Well, I'd say there's many, many strands to this. There's also a conservatism in our society as well that fears just simply thinking that this is a drug. It's something that people use, too loosely, and it could lead to complications. That's why I'm very clearly stating that I am not in favour of any legalisation of cannabis for recreational purposes. But when it comes to treatment that could save lives potentially, then I want to see that happen. I do believe that there's going to be all sorts of challenges, because I have very clearly outlined that it will save the NHS a lot of money in the long run if they even pilot the scheme properly. And I think that we are at a stage now where we should have considerable pilot schemes out there just to see what the difference is, how it improves someone's life compared to that of more traditional treatment and medicine.
Okay. Daniel McCrossan, thanks for your time, Daniel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Daniel McCrossan, SDLP MLA up in the Castlederg area. And I suppose the big pharmaceutical companies, if less money is going to be spent on the traditional remedies, then may not be as keen on this cannabis oil. Let me speak to David, who's on line three. Good morning, David.
Morning, Frank. Frank, two points. Number one, as far as I know, one of the major shopping complexes in city centre in Belfast had a stall up selling cannabis oil. Now, apparently it's the stuff that has the hallucinogenic side taken out, but it's more or less like a stress reliever or pain reliever stuff that they're selling. And the second point I had to make, the guy over from, staying with me from Canada, and he takes that particular, he mentioned it, it's something like CBM or CDM or something, and it's just a little bottle of oil, and he takes like a spot of it underneath his tongue, because he's in severe pain, you know, 24 hours a day type of thing without it. And he was panicking whenever he was coming from Canada to Northern Ireland, wondering would he be able to take it and all that sort of thing. But he brought it on the plane, and he had his legal prescription from his doctor in Canada and that there. Didn't have any problems. And the guy had a great couple of weeks here in Belfast, and he was pain-free.
Yeah, there's a lot of argument like that going around, David. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. It is great to hear that young Billy is doing so well. They're actually having a festival this weekend in his honour. 300 days without a seizure. It's quite amazing. It is amazing. And he was having seizures regularly during the course of a week. 300 days without a seizure since he's been on this new medication. Right, good morning. That is good to hear, really good to hear that he's making such progress. But you'll have opinions on the medicinal compounds of cannabis and the medicinal benefits, if you wish. You'll probably have your concerns as well. And, of course, your opinions are very welcome. John, I think, is using it. He's on line four. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, John. You're purchasing this, are you?
I am indeed, yes.
Is it expensive?
Well, I'm being honest with you, it is. It is expensive, but there's only 1% of cannabis in it. It's not as if it's a great deal. All I do is, if you open a wee bottle up, there's like a wee dropper on it. And you just drop 2 drops under your tongue, close the bottle up and set it aside. Give yourself half an hour. You're pain-free. Now, I'm bad with my lower back. I am an amputee from the thigh. I have no left leg at all, or no left thigh. And I do not take any doctor's tablets anymore because of this.
Has it any side effects in relation to queasiness or sickness?
No. No.
And it doesn't make you feel sort of spaced at all?
No way. That's what a lot of people say. Oh, you're going to take that, you're going to be off your head. Well, there's no such a thing. You take it as prescribed, and it's great.
And how much would a small bottle of it cost?
60 quid.
Yeah, that is a significant outlay if you were needing to use it on a regular basis. I think THC is the term that you were talking about there when you talk about the letters. And I'll just look into it in more detail with information that is coming through to us, John. But you're putting it on your tongue and you're pain-free. That's an endorsement and a half. But listen, thanks for the call, John. Thank you.
Frank, just before you go there, I reckon on the medication that I was taking from the doctors, I'm saving the health service. I'm saving the health service on the average of £200 to £300 every 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's you know, I can see what you are saying, and maybe this is why some of the pharmaceutical companies wouldn't be in favour of a transfer to it. Just double checking, the THC is actually the chemical in the cannabis that gives the high, and it is taken out of the compound, which then is sometimes described with the letters that yourself or one of the other contributors was saying. What is it that you actually go in to purchase? What is the product you go in to buy? What's it called? Yeah, but do you go up and ask for cannabis oil?
Just go to the sales assistant, turn and just look. I'm looking the oil with the 1% cannabis on it. She will go and lift it off the shelf and hand it to you, and you pay her.
And what does your doctor say about it?
My doctor says if it's helping me, use it.
Okay, that's fair enough, and you've discussed it with your doctor. We would emphasise, of course, absolutely emphasise to you that if you are considering going into any of these shops, that you would, that you absolutely would take advice from your doctor, as opposed to just listening to the conversation that you'd be hearing here on the radio.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.
It is mad, but it is good. It is great. It's Scaffold and Lily the Pink. Cannabidiol is what the CBD lettering stands for. Let me speak to Robert, who's in this line. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning to Neil in Newton Abbey, by the way. We're getting our letters in the right order now. Right, Robert, go ahead.
Frank, two things. I've been sort of half listening while doing other things, but one thing that gets to me is the cost of the pharmaceuticals to the national health, which makes them unobtainable by people who need them. For example, that new cystic fibrosis drug, which is available in the public and not available here because it costs too much. But the actual cost of producing these drugs is very, very low, and a lot of it is down to profiteering by the pharmaceutical companies. And personally, I think that this is a total disgrace. I don't think there's an awful lot we can do about it. We can't all go and strike and say we're not taking drugs anymore, because that's what these companies rely on, the fact that we need them.
Yeah, I'm quite sure the pharmaceutical companies could make all the drugs much cheaper than they actually are, but they're in it, the patents and whatever, to make money. They're not in it for the betterment of my health or your health.
Your health, which is what you would like to think they are, but they're not, of course.
Of course they're not. They're there as multinational organisations to make money.
Yeah, and it's totally wrong where life is second to money, but that's the society we live in. And this also happens in the veterinary world. And while I know there are many good vets, the tendency seems to be to make money. Now, I was on the committee of a local animal charity, and I'm not going to name it for obvious reasons in a moment, but we would send the pups out to local vets to get inoculated, and we were charged £25 for these. Now, the vet wholesale inadvertently sent us the bill instead of the vets for the drug that was administered to the pups. This worked out at give or take a few pennies a pound. So the vet lifted the scruff of the pup's neck, stuck a needle in, injected a pound's worth of drugs, and charged us £25. And this is basically what is going on in veterinary medicine. So a lot of it is about sort of profit.
Yeah, but they are running a business. They are running an establishment. They're employing veterinary nurses.
Yeah,
there's staff.
There's a difference between a reasonable profit and an extortionate profit. And anything that is needed in vet and human medicine, because you need it, is charged for basically because they can.
Yeah, it's a point that's very hard to argue with, Robert, because it's incredibly expensive to take your animal to the vet. Thankfully, we have an NHS health service, and we are able to avail of it, at least what's left of it. But when it comes to paying for the pharmaceuticals, when it comes to paying for the drugs, someone has to pay, and we're paying through our taxes when the government provide them for us.
And if we were paying a reasonable price for the drugs, unfortunately now third world NHS would be able to afford more in the way of hospitals, doctors, nurses, and of course the medication that these people need, including the cystic fibrosis drug.
These are strong points. They are strong points, Robert. Thank you for that.